Good morning and welcome to the conference call on the occasion of the presentation of the results for the third quarter 2010 of Vision Wireless Technology, which is now starting. This conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Chen Guoping, CEO, Mr. Henry Chen, CFO, and Mr. Drew Burns, Investor Relations Manager of Vision, as the moderators of this conference.
Thank you very much, and thank you to everyone for taking the time to participate in our call this morning. What we are releasing today is the full results for the third quarter. On Monday, November 15th, we already released our operating results. So today the focus would be on the balance sheet and the cash flow. For the investors who are new to the company, I'll give a brief overview of the company as a whole and the business model. Our CEO will then talk a little bit about the changes we see developing in the market and where we see the company going forward. And then finally, our CFO will give an introduction of our results for the third quarter before our CEO again concludes with a look at what we expect for the fourth quarter of this year. If you turn the presentation to page 2, you see a quick overview of Vision itself. The company has 187 employees and a market cap of about 170 million euro. We are one of the top three providers of wireless data cards in China. We've had a market share of 25% that has held steady for the past 3 years, and we enjoy strong brand recognition, having been named one of the top 500 most valuable Chinese brands for 4 years in a row. The company concentrates its sales and marketing efforts in 12 so-called flagship provinces, with major offices in Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and a headquarters in Fuzhou. If you go to page 3, you see the main components that comprise our company business model and product line. The first being that which we mentioned in the open, the wireless data cards, which account for the majority of our sales, slightly over 90%. We pride ourselves in the most comprehensive line of wireless data card products in China, with product lines for both the CDMA 2000 EVDO standard, which is used by China Telecom, the WCDMA standard used by China Unicom, and the TDS CDMA standard used by China Mobile. The other two hardware products in the diagram, the e-reader or e-book and the 3G wireless router, just came to the market offered by Vision at the beginning of this month, the beginning of November. So they're very new products for the year end. The e-book is meant to address a market that we see is growing rapidly in China, particularly in the education and test preparation sector. And the 3G routers we produce for both the EVDO standard and the WCDMA standard, the advantage being not only a very sleek and advanced design, but also the ability to support any kind of wireless device, from laptops to tablet PCs to smartphones. Other than that, we have the Mobile Business Club, which is our online portal providing a package of service solutions particularly designed for business travelers through an online portal, and VNO, which stands for Virtual Network Operation. These two service offerings combine for about 7 to 8% of our annual revenue. If you turn to page 4, you'll see the growth taking place in our market. The reason we at Vision talk about looking at two different latent markets is that you see, first of all, as of the end of the third quarter, there were nearly 440 million internet users in China. However, that 440 million represents only one-third of the total population. So we still have two-thirds of the population that is yet to come onto the networks and begin using the internet. So that is one latent market that we look at. And the second being, of the 440 million internet users, only 40 million are 3G users, meaning that there is still a lot of users who now are going to be switching from fixed line or using the internet in the library, internet cafe, or switching from the old networks, the 2G networks, onto the 3G networks. What's interesting to note on the following page, page 5, is the second point. When you look at the 3G users in the context of mobile users, that includes both voice and data users, all users using a cell phone, smartphone, or mobile internet devices, of which there are about 800 million. The total number of 3G users only accounts for 3% of the total mobile users, whereas in developed countries such as Europe and the United States, that number is around 14%, which implies quite a bit of further room for growth in the 3G market. how we see the market developing further going on. We'll now turn to our CEO for some insights on that, beginning on page 6.
Okay. 早上好, 很高兴跟大家又开一个这个我们第三季度的这个报告。
Good morning to everyone. I'm very happy to be here to share our third quarter results with you.
第三季度的报告业绩还是达到我们的预期, 一会儿我们CFO会具体报告数据。
We're very happy with the results that we were able to achieve in the third quarter and over the first 9 months of this year. Shortly, our CFO will give a more detailed overview of what our exact results were.
Okay, 我来报告一下第15页, 我们微选的这个目前的市场状况。
On page 6, first, our CEO will go over the market situation that we see before us right now.
现在中国市场无线上网卡和其他的这个无线数据终端还是不断的增加需求。
First of all, within our market, we see a continued increasing demand for hardware devices to connect to the 3G wireless networks as the network coverage continues to improve across the country.
但是现在通讯运营商的网络还要需要进一步的网上，这样才能承载更多的用户。
However, the network operators are still in the process of optimizing their networks as far as speed and increasing their coverage in order to create the opportunity to develop even more users.
目前中国的话 2.5G和2.75G的用户慢慢会向3G的用户发展。
Process that we are seeing right now is that more and more 2.5G users and 2.75G users are converting over to the 3G networks.
所以说3G是目前中国的主流, 4G还没有开始。
So currently the main focus of the China telecom industry is 3G, especially considering that 4G technology has not yet reached China.
我们的未来市场我们计划是这样的，我们除了做好硬件以外，我们现在一直往软件方面去发展。
Looking forward into our market, we see continued demand for hardware and growing demand for hardware, but also new opportunities emerging to provide software and value-added solutions.
随着这样子的移动通讯，这个移动智能终端的这样子的发展趋势，微软也会在移动智能终端和移动应用程序上做很多的这个业务规划。
As these opportunities continue to emerge, particularly in the application sector, and for more sophisticated mobile internet devices, Vision will position itself in that market as well.
特别是应用软件的整合方案，我们明年会开始。
Including next year when we begin to look to application integration and new hardware and application solutions.
现在的业务, 看一下第16页。
If you flip now to the next page, page 7.
网讯在, 中国通讯运营商里面数据卡还是保留着前三名的地位。
Vision remains a leader in the wireless data card industry vis-a-vis the three telecom operators and remains a top-tier qualified supplier.
我们现在的业务已经铺遍所有的中国大部分的地区销售点。
And we've realized strong sales not only in our 12 flagship provinces, but through sales agents all across the country.
我们未来会也会运用这种的优势和渠道，我们会跟运营商保持紧密的沟通。
As we develop our business in the future, we'll make sure to fully leverage these advantages, including our strong sales network and our very strong ties to the telecom operators.
我们的网点和我们的经验对我们未来新的产品是非常有帮助的。
Therefore, the sales network that we've established and tied to the operators will prove to be very beneficial as we expand our business into new solutions.
我们看一下第17页。
If you move now one page further to page 8.
我们网讯的目标。
If you look at the goals that we have for the future,
我们已经成为中国无线的数据卡的供应商之一，但是我们还要成为我们无线数据解决方案的领头的企业。
We are already a leader in the wireless data card sector as one of the top three suppliers in China. However, we want to continue to develop to become a leading producer of comprehensive wireless data solutions.
我们的业务模式原来卖给大部分卖给通讯运营商和我们的代理商。
We have a business model that involves selling through both the telecom operators and the sales agents that we use with the nationwide distribution network.
我们现在要转为三个部分，以通讯运营商，以及我们的行业用户，以及我们的代理商。
That model will continue and add a third part, which involves continuing to sell to the operators through sales agents and selling to businesses as we continue to, or as we begin to develop industry-specific data application services.
我们的行业用户，我们的这个市场定位还是以行业用户、以商务用户为主。
And we'll look to position ourselves in what we see to be a growing market in as far as business users and as we define them, industry users.
所以说我们未来的市场策略，我们是提供不但是提供产品，我们主要是提供服务和应用商务一体的，我们这样子的在中国的一个无线解决方案和无线。
And what we will look to do in the future is continue to provide quality hardware integrated with strong solutions and services, a so-called three-in-one approach to being a comprehensive provider of data service solutions.
OK, 这是我们公司业务发展的战略报告，来，我下一步由我们 CFO 来说一下我们财经数据。
That's what we see as far as market development and how the company will develop to keep pace with that. We'll turn it now to our CFO, Henry Chen, to go over the results that we achieved for the third quarter and first 9 months of the year.
Okay. Q3 2010 was another solid performed quarter. The sales volume of wallet debit card increased by 10% from Q3 2009. The sales volume of wallet debit card for the 9 months increased by 78% from 2009 to 2010. Stimulated by the sales volume, the revenue amounted to €29.85 million in Q3 2010, which implied a year-to-year increase of 12%. The gross profit amounted to €12.02 million in Q3 2010, an increase of 33% from Q3 2009. EBIT amounted to €10.02 million, representing an increase of 22% from Q3 2009. The gross margin increased by 6% from Q3 2009 to Q3 2010, and the EBIT margin increased by 3% from 31% in Q3 2009 to 34% in Q3 2010. Net profit reached €11.57 million in Q3 2010, an increase by 35% compared to €8.54 million for Q3 2009. The net profit margin increased from 16% in Q2 2010 to 39% in Q3 2010, which showed the enhancement of exchange rate of euro against RMB. Weixin will keep a close eye on the exchange rate movement to safeguard euro assets. The balance sheet is enhanced by the operation development. The total assets increased from €109 million at the end of last year to €145 million at the end of Q3 2010, or a 32% increase. Total equity amounted for 85% of the total assets at the end of Q3 2010. This is the financial information from me.
Okay, thank you, Henry. And if we flip ahead very quickly to page 13, our CEO will just conclude with what we look to expect as far as the year closing down and early next year as well.
Okay, 我再来接下来报告一下第四季度的我们的展望。
And we'll go over what we look to for the fourth quarter of this year.
第四季度无线数据卡在中国来讲，这个运营商的网络建设还是不断的在往上，它的销量，它的量可能会运营商会限制它会稍微减少一些。
What we typically see towards the end of the year, particularly as the operators continue year-end upgrades and scale back their sales and marketing activities, is that there exists a slowdown in development in the wireless data card space for the final couple months of the year.
前一段时间中国的 iPad 出来非常多，所以影响它的网络。
Including the iPad has now been introduced to China, which has placed added strain and demand on the operators' networks.
那么今年也有跟去年同样的现象，其实我们早就料到了，我们呢就已经降低我们很多的库存。
For those of you who have been following the story for a long time, you'll recall that we experienced a very similar phenomenon to close the year in 2009. So this is something for which we're very well prepared, and we have reduced some inventory and capacity in order to meet our expectations.
那么在明年一年里面，我们觉得除了无线数据卡以外，最关键在这个移动数据的这种智能终端的网络，网讯已经做好了充分的准备。
Going into next year, we expect that outside of wireless data cards, there will be emerging new opportunities in the wireless data space for which Vision has been making preparations and we are positioning ourselves to take advantage thereof.
大家已经看到了大家已经看到我们的这个已经行业用户的电子书以及我们的 3D 路由器。
The two new products that we introduced at the beginning of this month, the e-book, which is...particularly designed for specific industries, education and test preparation, as well as a 3G router, are very, very initial indications of the manner in which we expect to expand our business model to take advantage of these opportunities.
这完全就是明年我们新业务发展的增长点之一。
This is a process that we will continue going into next year.
我们的移动智能终端和我们的应用软件，我们也会在明年年初推出来。
Including new hardware solutions, also integrated with applications and value-added service solutions.
所以来讲，明年这个应该来讲是 3G 的第这个应用程序一年，新的这个应用程序的第一年。
So next year will be the second full year of 3G technology in China, which involves new opportunities emerging for companies in that space.
所以说，微软已经做好积极的准备。
This is something for which the company has prepared itself.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. We would be happy to take any questions that you have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. Your name will be announced when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. For your questions, please press star 1.First question from Nicolas von Stackelberg from Macquarie. May we have your question, please?
Yes, good morning and thanks for taking my question. Congratulations on a very strong Q3 results. My first question is around the pricing environment. You point towards a seasonal slowdown in your cards business in the fourth quarter, but I don't know whether you're prepared to look out into next year at this stage, but maybe talk us through what you expect in terms of the pricing environment for your core business in data cards. And after astonishingly, I mean, very, very strong performance on gross margin year to date, maybe give us a steer on where you think the gross margin might be trending. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your question. I'll translate that one moment, please.
他说首先恭喜我们，这个 Nicholas 同学是吗？他说首先恭喜我们，我们这个达到的业绩，对，达到的业绩很好。那么我们已经说了，我们这个第四季、第五回有一些放慢的这个发展呢。那能不能告诉他，我们认为明年这个售价会有什么样的发展，以及我们这个毛利率会有什么样的趋势？
其实无线数据卡在这么这个3G 的发展，现在这个竞争是非常激烈。但是呢，我们在中国市场里面，我们会以这个旧的产品毛利率会下降，我们毛利率会维持毛利率以新产品为主。
First of which is the older products, particularly those that we sold at the initial stages of 3G and over the course of this year, will see a significant price decline given that they're older products. What we would look to do then is next year introduce newer products in order to attempt to enhance the gross margin. One moment, please. 能不能他希望说稍微具体一点？
大概会下降10%的毛利率，大概
售价
对是。
What we're looking at for prices then is to see approximately a 10% decline in the average selling prices as next year progresses.
Okay, thank you. And then I had another question on the balance sheet. As you're preparing for the launch of the new products that you have announced,and maybe any additional products you might be working on. Henry, maybe you can give us a steer on where you expect inventory to move sequentially. Thank you.
Okay, for the current wireless data card products, we'll try to maintain the inventory at kind of average level as we had before. But about the new products we introduced by the CEO, we'll put prepayment and inventories on those new new products. So in general, we'll see a kind of increase of inventories as well as the prepayments on the new products.
Yeah, that's what I would be expecting. I was hoping that maybe you could quantify this a little bit, either as a percentage of sales or also in absolute numbers. For instance, for now I'm modeling an increase towards year end in inventories, well, more than a doubling to 6.2 million. Would that be maybe too aggressive? Do you think it would be less of an increase?
I would expect that the amount of inventories being doubled would not be so significant as doubled, but at the beginning of next year, we will see the increase of inventory will be the speed will be more rapid.
Okay, so essentially we should look for an increase in inventory and therefore net working capital as you're actually rolling out those products.
Yes.
Just the first half of next year. Okay, thank you. That's very helpful.
The next question from Jochen Reichert, Warburg Research. May we have your question, please?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. Questions. First of all, regarding selling and distribution expenses, expenses are still at a very low level of roughly 4% of sales. With the transition of the company you mentioned, should we expect next year increasing selling and distribution expenses? The second question is a follow-up question on gross margin. I think we should expect increasing sales from service revenues and your new strategy. This should have a positive impact, in my view, of the gross margin. Maybe you can share your view on that with us. And third question, could you describe again the currency effects in Q3? Thank you.
陈欢，这个你先翻译一下给陈总，然后我来做一些具体的回答。
OK，
因为有涉及到新的东西的新产品的。
OK， 他就是问这个销售成本，我们在做这些新的产品的时候会不会增加？因为现在我们销售的成本在销售的总额的4%还是非常低。那我们做这些新产品的时候会不会有一个增加？第二呢，就是说我们冲明年的毛利率。因为我们要开始做更多的这个服务和软件和应用程序的解决方案，那会不会毛利率反而提高？因为软件会有更高的这个毛利率。我们先说那个销售成本吧。
我们明年我们会推出，我们的销售费用明年这个会
增加
部分提高，但是呢。因为明年我们不但是做运营商，我们还自己做终端客户，所以说我们明年会有一部分的广告费。
Okay, for the sales and marketing expenses, we would expect to see some increase next year as we expand our sales channels and continue selling to operators and through sales agents, but also do some direct sales of our own.
明年为什么准备在销售人员会增加50个，在销售费用上也会提高。
That would include adding sales and marketing personnel to increase our capabilities, which would then increase costs as well.
所以说我们的服务，因为是做可持续的，所以说我们前期的这种呢，因为，这个前期的这个就是我们投入可能是相对比较多一点。
And with regard to the question about increasing the service revenues and the applications, that we expect to, or the.The reason for the transition is to make it into a sustainable long-term source of revenue and a long-term growth model, but there might be some upfront costs that would affect our margins in the early stages.
所以说我们的这个销售的毛利，当然这个肯定不会比硬件低这个服务。
So eventually, though, we would expect that once they're up and running, the application software businesses would enjoy strong margins.陈欢，你来补充吧。
还有那个第三季度的这个汇率的问题他还没说。
One more point is that we'll try to control the selling expense as a percentage of sales revenue, because the new products means higher ASP. So as percentage of revenue, the percentage itself will not have. We don't expect a kind of percentage increase. The exchange rate, we see the positive impact from the enhancement of euro against RMB. That's why we see for the half year figures and the Q2 figures, we saw significant exchange loss in the financial net financial expenses item. But in Q3, we saw the positive impact from the movement. So we saw the positive influence on the net financial expenses.
Yes, thank you. That's very helpful.
And one more point is that currently, we don't have too much cash in terms of euro. So in the long run, at the end of this year to the beginning of next year, we'll gradually decrease the euro cash and transit those euro cash into RMB. So in the long run, there will not be those significant exchange impact on the balance sheet and the income statement.
Yes, thank you. May I add two follow-up questions? As I understand you correctly, you said you expect next year a price decrease of roughly 10% of your average ASP. How was it in Q3 2010 compared to Q3 2009? First question. And the second question, there is a very nice cash position. Should we either expect any dividends next year, or should we expect any acquisitions to support your new strategy? Thank you.
陈欢，
嗯，
那个平均售价的问题你就先说吧，然后他的第二个问题我来回答吧。
嗯，for Q3 2010 compared with Q3 2009, we saw a kind of slight decrease of ASP in terms of RMB, about 10% price decrease on those products. But as we talked, we will quickly launch new products which will not follow the current ASP curve based on wireless data cards.
Okay, and with regard to the dividend, that has not yet been resolved by the supervisory board and the shareholder meeting. The policy remains unchanged from what management put in the IPO prospectus, which is that the company intends to distribute a dividend beginning in 2011 of between 10% and 30% of net profit for 2010. However, with the year not yet concluded, we haven't changed that yet from what it was. With regard to acquisitions, that's something that in perhaps longer down the road it's the company could consider, but for the moment we don't see it as something within our on our horizons.
Thank you. That's a very clear answer. My questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question from Thomas Klemm, private investor. Your line is open.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for taking my question regarding your new product. Can you say something about your development costs on your e-books, and how have you tested the market regarding which sizes you can sell and the reputation of your e-book and the R&D cost for these machine, and maybe the margins, what you can and what we can expect from these products? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Just one moment while we do a quick translation.
做这个电子书，
我们一研发的成本有多少，二我们这个现在开始销售反馈是什么样的，三我们这个单独这个产品的毛利率是什么样的。
我们的电子书的研发，我们是主要软件自己做的，硬件的研发全是靠第三方的第三号室。
With regard to the development costs of the ebook, we did the software and the actual operations for the product in-house. However, the hardware development was done by our suppliers.
我们从11月份开始销售，我们的反馈还是比较积极的。
We began our preliminary sales at the beginning of this month and have received a strong reception for as far as product quality to this point.
而且我们销售的是在中国，比如说是学生的考试、公务员的考试这样子专业的有带内容的这样子的用户。
The sales approach and the design approach we've taken has been very targeted at a specific demographic, in particular, high school students preparing for university entrance exams.And also those taking the exam to be public or civil servants.
现在销售的毛利率达到40%以上。
And these products enjoy a gross margin slightly higher than that of the data cards at approximately 40%.
Okay.
And may I have one follow-up? Could you say something regarding your expected sales numbers on these books? Is it millions? And how many millions? And what do you expect?
Okay.他说我们明年单独电子书这个产品的销量我们预期会多少然后他说几百万怎么样，我觉得咱们这个时候我们还没公布明年的We have not yet made any numbers public as far as our predictions for next year and what we're expecting. That's something that may come later.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question from Nicholas von Stackelberg from Macquarie. May we have your question, please?
Thanks for taking my follow-up. On the new product, another question here on... Sorry. The distribution channels again. Can you share some thoughts with us on which provinces you expect to launch these products and also give us a feel forthe timing of the volume ramp up.
Okay. Thank you for the question. One moment, please. I'll get a translation. 他是说这个新的产品的销售网络怎么样？就是在所有的省份还是单独的这个，比如说旗舰区？然后我们什么时候会开始把这个量给扩大？时间点，
新的产品我们会在都是在旗舰区先做，量扩大是在明年的四月份以后。
四月份。With regard to the new products that we've put out so far, you would not expect to see increasing volumes until April of next year, so just after the first quarter. With regard to the sales networks, the focus would remain on the 12 provinces that are traditionally our flagship provinces in the data card business. Those, again, are provinces such as Beijing, Shanghai, Shandong, Hubei, Jiangsu, Zhejiang, Guangdong, and where else? Henan and Liaoning. So those are, again, coastal provinces, among the most populous, and also among the most economically developed. That's where we would initially focus our efforts. And Fujian province, our home province, is also one of the flagship provinces. Sorry.
Okay, that's been very comprehensive. And when you look at the two demographics that you've called out, i.e. high school students preparing for entry into university and people who apply to be added to the public civil servants roster, what's your estimate in the provinces that you're looking to sell these products in? How many people are concerned here? I mean, the question is about the addressable market.
Okay, one moment, please.
他说我们就是电子书在旗舰区卖，那在旗舰区应该每年有多少个人会做这个考试？就是说我们整体的市场有多大？
那很大了。那如果说旗舰区中国300万上的话， 问陈花，问陈花比较清楚。
Okay.
陈花。
啊。
那个高考市场，其实中国市场有多大啊？
中国一年现在有学生，高校里面学生有五六百万吧。
高考一年有多少万啊？
五六百万，他说。
就是在校，就每年毕业的学生有五六百万，那么你入学的学生应该在这个数左右。如果你是发达地区的话，应该能占到60%-80%起码。
大概有200万吧。
OK。The if you look at nationwide, you'd have about 6 million students taking the entry exam every year for university. And of that number, in the flagship provinces, it would account for about half of that, about 3 million.
So that's true for both high school students as well as the public civil service, the aspiring public civil servants?
One moment please, I'll get that now. 那些公务员会有多少？不会那么多吧？
公务员不会几十万吗？
几十万。Okay. The civil servants are slightly less. You might have several hundred thousand, 200,000-300,000.
Been very helpful. And then I had another question related to the balance sheet where maybe Henry you could help us. You've taken us very kindly over the FX, foreign exchange impact on your P&L, but of course there's also an impact on the cash balance on your balance sheet. And why we saw a fairly a positive contribution on that side in the first half. Of course, we saw some reversal in Q3. So when I look into your cash flow statement, the line foreign exchange differences, there's been a negative impact there of 9.7 million in the quarter. Can you just walk us through the details of that?
Okay. Yeah, the exchange rate, the enhancement of euro against RMB actually caused some kind of negative impact on the balance sheet because of the we use a higher rate to translate, especially the assets and liabilities in RMB into euro. That's why you see there was a slight decrease of the total asset from 150 million euro in the Q2 to about 145 million euro at the end of Q3.
Sorry, Henry, I'm really sorry. I dropped out of the line for a moment. So can you just... My concrete question is the increase in euro that we saw in Q3 versus RMB. Is this something that we need to run on the 30 million approximately of net cash you hold in euro in Germany, or do we need to calculate that on the amount of cash you actually have already transferred over or generated in China?
Yeah, currently we only have about 15 million euro cash in terms of euro. So the rest was the cash in RMB. When you dropped, I talked that because of the enhancement of the euro against RMB, there was kind of a slight negative impact on the balance sheet and the cash flow statement. That's why you see the total asset amount decrease a little bit from 150 million euro at the end of Q2 2010 to about 145 million euro at the end of Q3.
Yeah, but just a technicality. So we have to consider the exchange rate change on the cash held in RMB in China.
Yes. In the long run, I personally expect there will be further enhancement of RMB against the other currencies like US dollars or euro.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Further questions, please press star 1. It seems to be no further questions in the moment.
Okay.
Um, 我想感谢这个跟我又再一次跟大家开第三季度的报告。
Okay. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to share our results with you today.
其实我们在中国的总的来讲，中国三 D 市场是这个非常大的。
We are very excited to be positioned in such a large and developing 3G market in China.
里面有这个智能的终端、数据的终端，还有这个应用的软件。
A market that shows demand for data usage, for application usage, and for software usage.
它们存在各自不同的竞争和不竞争的对象。
Each of which has strong competition and differing competition dynamics.
网讯那么会凭借着这个我们多年的经验和我们在德国上市充足的现金储备。
Vision will bring to bear its eight years of experience in the accumulation of all the resources in the industry that we have, and our status as a listed company in Frankfurt and our strong cash position to bear in this competition.
我们已做好以这个不变一万变的这种的这个经营的策略。
And we've already made preparations to change at a consistent pace with the market and develop our business accordingly.
Okay, 会抓住这种良好的在中国的市场的契机。
And this will enable us to grasp the market opportunity in China that we see before us.
Okay, 谢谢。
Thank you to everyone.
We want to thank Mr. Guoping, Mr. Chen, and Mr. Burns, and all participants for taking part in this conference. Thank you and goodbye.